Making his CBD debut, Joel Bitonio. Joel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. Excited to be here.
Are you going to be going to Vegas with Johnny the next time he goes to Vegas? Are you? Does Joel Bitonio pop bottles and have champagne showers?
I don't really pop bottles. I've been Reno, as you know, it has kept.
Reno's all right. Yeah.
A nice couple of clubs. California, so I've been to the club a few times, and we have Lake Tahoe up there, and we have some casinos. So I found myself on the blackjack table a few times, but
that's your game.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll be in Vegas with Johnny anytime soon.
We need to protect him out there, man.
That's true. If he wants me to go, I'll join him. A little bodyguard action.
What's the perspective though on that? As we've asked, like, veteran guys, okay, here comes the guy with all this cachet and really the reputation that precedes him into the facility. What is your take on him, and you guys, since the rookies are pretty much in this group together, how has the interaction been with him?
It's been good. You know, actually, me and him are roommates at the hotel right now, so I've gotten a little in depth. You know, we talk every night, we see how practice is going. You know, we watch the NBA playoffs together and stuff like that. And the first time, you know, he walked in the hotel room, I was like, man, that's Johnny Manziel. I've never met him before. You know, I've seen him on ESPN and stuff like that. So at first, you're a little starstruck. At least I was. But the way the coaches treat him, the way the veterans treat him, that he's just another guy. And he acts like just another guy. He works like us. He lifts with us. He meets with us. You know, we take the van back to the hotel with us, you know. So it's not like he has all this stardom with him, you know. He's just one of the other guys. And he's a quarterback. So quarterback's always a little bit different than every other position. You know, he automatically gets that kind of leadership role just because he is a quarterback. And the quarterback needs to lead the team. But besides that, I mean, he's just been a normal guy. He's been working hard. You know, he's easy to talk to. You know, we've been to Chipotle together. We've been anywhere together.
That's the spot, apparently, for the Cleveland Browns rookies, Chipotle.
It's the only one that's really, like, walking distance from those.
So let me ask you this. How many meets do you go? Because I've been known, even though I'm not a big guy, I've been known to go quad meet. I go in there, and I go quad meet. So I can only imagine what you do in there.
That's impressive. I usually go chicken steak, so, like,
A double meat,
but
you should go for the quad meat. You might like it.
I might like that. Yeah. I usually double up the rice, double up the beans, double up everything. You know, get a couple tortillas on the side. But I can't go quad or I'll end up weighing 350, and I need to be quick still. So
yeah, lean protein.
Yeah,
G's a P.
Yeah,
Joel, we appreciated the time so much, and congrats on all the work so far, and keep it going, man.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for having me, guys.